No person can do that, not even a religious person. Unless Allah has revealed something to someone, it's just hocus pocus and there is nothing in it except for some little possibilities which are yet to be explored and checked, but there are open possibilities and they don't contradict with religious concept of future. Now, if you know someone deeply enough and know his habits, you can judge from his habits that he can meet certain calamities in his life. After he gets married, for instance, the marriage will be broken because he knows the person is of a very harsh temperament and no decent lady can stay long with him. So if one predicts that, I think your marriage will be a failure, knowing the person, there is no harm in guessing and telling others. But to think that something is written in the lines about the future of man, that is totally wrong. There is no such knowledge, because no such knowledge has ever been revealed in any book revealed by God. So how could it be possible that the whole world knows how Allah has created man, only Allah doesn't know? Or if he knew, he didn't tell his own people, only the worldly people began to know how Allah works and how Allah has imprinted everybody's fate in his hand. So that is wrong, obviously. But it is possible to judge people from hand, from their looks and from the style they are made. And I have read many books on this. And there is a full system of judging people from their facial expressions and from their hands and from their feet. And this has authenticity, because Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam also agreed when this was presented to him, that some people judge people by feet, by looking at the feet. He didn't reject this idea. In fact, he spoke of something else, but didn't reject this idea. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in this has also spoken about facial expressions and how one's character can be read by looking at one's forehead or expressions of the eyes and so on. And so hands also are a part of body which are a good index. And I don't mind people saying that in so many words, that by hands we try to learn your habits, nature, and the working of your mind as much as can be shown by hands. And from that we judge and conceive what may happen in future. There is nothing wrong with that. But to make it wrong claim altogether, a baseless claim, that is what is wrong. Now this fate-telling has been positively rejected by Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by those soothsayers who say, look at the hand and say, this is written in your fate and this will happen. Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has positively cursed those people who do that or who believe in such things. But that is the wrong part which I have explained.